Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for giving us wisdom concerning the days ahead, for fighting the battle for us, to conquering the enemy from day to day, from standing on the faith of the prayers of the saints. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to call this Beheading the Dragon. And first revelation here was given to Marie Kelton. It was a vision on 6/2/2025. And she called it cutting off the dragon's head to set God's people free. Well, amen. During the meeting, I had an open vision. I was in the third heaven, and I saw a huge black dragon. I believe this is Babylon's deep state Khazarians trying to come up into the third heaven. In other words, seeking to take authority that is not theirs, right? And she writes, Satan wanting to be like the Most High. Yes, Isaiah 14:14-17. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. They that see thee shall gaze at thee. They shall consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and overthrew the cities thereof, that let not loose his prisoners to their home? Yes, that describes him perfectly. And when he came up part way, I sat there. I saw that there were saints inside the belly wanting to get out. And the Lord said to me, captives in the belly of the beast, quote unquote. So we are in the belly of this worldwide beast, but as we will see, the Lord of hosts of angels, Jesus Christ, also using Cyrus, will bring it down. And our part is spiritual warfare. Please pay attention, saints. We need your warfare here. I saw the Lord, who looked angry, jump up in the air on one side of the dragon, and I saw myself with the white head covering on, simultaneously doing the same thing as him, but on the other side of the dragon. I believe this symbolizes the saints who are submitted to the Lord in warfare. We both had swords in our hands, and we both came down and cut the dragon's head off. Well, this is happening over a period of time as the deep state Khazarians lose their leaders. We are to cast down the dominion of Satan and his angels who lead his earthly leaders, as in Revelation 12:7 on down, it says, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels, and they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent. Well, as we know, the old serpent had legs in the garden, but the Lord cursed him to crawl on his belly and eat the dust of the earth, representing flesh. He that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was cast down to the earth. And his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accuseth them before our God day and night. And they, speaking of those brethren or the saints, overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. You know, speak it, saints. Speak it. You have authority over all the power of the enemy. Speak it. And they loved not their life even unto death. Amen. So, the Lord Jesus, over Michael's angelic forces, are crushing the old serpent, quote-unquote. He's taken down their heads. Genesis 3 and 14 says, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, cursed art thou above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Well, of course, man, the natural part of man, was created of the dust of the earth, right? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Yes, her seed is Jesus Christ, right? And, of course, Jesus is in a battle now, and he is the Lord of the hosts of God's army of angels, and he is warring against the dragon. He shall bruise thy head, that was Jesus, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. Well, Marie went on to say this, the dragon fell from the second heaven to the first heaven of earth and landed on the ground. Then the Lord went down from the third heaven to the first heaven. The Lord cut open the belly of the dragon and pulled out the captives that were still alive. Jeremiah 51 and 4. On down it says, And I will execute judgment upon Bel in Babylon. Bel was the dragon or the serpent. And I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow any more unto him. Praise be to God. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her. Save yourselves every man from the fierce anger of the Lord. In other words, come out of Babylon, right? And let not your heart faint, neither fear ye for the tidings that shall be heard in the land. For tidings shall come one year, and after that in another year shall come tidings and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will execute judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all of her slain shall fall in the midst of her. In other words, her heads are facing alliance, military tribunals, and execution. Amen. Meanwhile, they are attempting to spread earthquake and volcanic activity to distract from revelations of their evil. Our dreams that we have shared have shown this is from the deep state. The Mississippi and the Colorado rivers, which were likely formed by fault lines, appear to be opening up, causing sinkholes. As the plate slides west, causing earthquakes off of California's coast. The sinkholes down the Mississippi go out into the Gulf. And as some will remember, and we saw, the Mississippi start out full force in the north, but as it went south, you could see the bottom showing up as the fault swallowed the water, which was an amazing sight, little islands all out in the Mississippi River where you never saw the bottom, you know. Further up the Mississippi, the New Madrid fault zone has had many, many smaller earthquakes, which will likely lessen the size of a bigger one to come due to stress relief. And this is another place the deep state planned a distraction, but the Lord of hosts Jesus Christ, is intervening. They're also attempting to start World War III by the Khazarians attacking Iran. Yes, that's who they are. President Trump wisely pulled out of that. Two more attempts were planned, but the Lord of Hosts stopped this. And also, NATO's plan to attack Russia through the Nazis failed, helping to tip Poland towards the MAGA right in their election, praise the Lord. Deep state Khazarians were using Poland, and that appears to be over shortly. The Lord of Hosts has stopped many attempts at world war. Still, we know there is a huge one coming soon. I'll talk about that for just a second here. Then we'll go back to this other, Revelation 6 and 3. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. In other words, a lot of death. That's something to come. It is not right now. Right now, the Lord has been canceling these attempts to bring a world war to distract from the deep state Khazarian evil. Okay, the war to behead the dragon. I'm going to share some things from Judy's note on Operation Disclosure. It's the unredacted version on Rumor Mill. On June the 2nd, the globalist deep state cabal, Vatican's Ninth Circle, satanic child sacrifice cults, Khazarian mafia, attempted to start a nuclear World War III by attacking Russian trains and air bases on the eve of peace talks. Yes, the Ukrainian Nazis did that. The cult made it possible. Such appeared to be in retaliation for Vladimir Putin's Saturday, May the 31st, unleash of a precision drone and missile assault on a child trafficking global pedo enclave run by globalist deep state cabal Vatican's Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Khazarian Mafia in their headquarters of Ukraine. Yes, that's long been their headquarters. There were 51 abducted Russian children that were being held captive, and they rescued them. And they've rescued the world from the Khazarians. This is the second time. And even at a loss of their own military's lives, you know. Ukraine was international headquarters for the Vatican's Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult. They ran child sacrifice rites and pedophile parties across the world. Even beneath Joe Biden's 200-acre Ukraine property and beneath the White House. Noted reporter Tucker Carlson had released 2008 recordings of Obama, Clinton, Biden, Epstein, and Congress members caught raping and sacrificing children. Days later, children were rescued in the dead of night. There were dumb underground tunnels that ran across the globe, even beneath Capitol Hill, 200 miles of satanic infrastructure used to traffic and torture innocent children. JAG officers were witnessed removing hundreds of kids just after Biden's fake inauguration in 2021. Then, in 2022, Russian military unearthed U.S.-owned bioweapon labs under Biden property in Ukraine. That's deep state, right? Mutilated child corpses confirmed. Trump's global alliance took action. These labs were connected to DUMS, where children were experimented on like lab rats. Joe Biden and 464 elected traitors were arrested. Many were tried and executed at Gitmo. Trump recently announced that Biden was dead, and what you see now were actors, clones, digital stand-ins, Hillary Clinton, question mark. Nope, anybody that can look at that woman, you can look and see that's not Hillary Clinton. She's at least 20 years younger, okay? So hung for treason. Hillary Clinton was hung for treason. The Clintons, Obamas, and Bidens all gone. Got stand-ins. The Mexican cartels, built by the CIA and backed by the CCP, Obama/Biden, were being dismantled right now by Mexican patriots trained at Trump-aligned forces near Cheyenne Mountain. Meanwhile, last Saturday, the 31st of May, over 500 Russian kamikaze drones and Club cruise missiles had obliterated 17 black site facilities that housed a pedophile network. It spanned Ukraine, Albania, France, and German operatives. Yes, you got it. That's why they're supporting them. Who were trafficking abducted children through NATO-protected routes. NATO is deep state Kazarian. Russian aircraft reportedly dropped evacuation leaflets Friday night, giving locals 24 hours to flee. At the same time, Spetsnaz Special Forces tracked and verified that no children remained inside, confirming the mission was surgical. Russian FSB agent Andrei Zakharov confirmed the intelligence behind the strike. Quote, we warned civilians, we gave them time. If they stayed, they chose their side. We do not negotiate with pedophiles. We rescue our children and destroy the pigs who steal them. Unquote. This was not just military action. It was a declaration of war against the global child trafficking elite, the same cabal that operated unchecked for decades under the cover of fake wars, humanitarian fronts, and Western alliances that were now bombing Russia. Putin was forced to act because the deep state left him no choice. The globalist deep state cabal, Vatican's Ninth Circle, satanic child sacrifice cults, Khazarian mafia's abduction of children to torture in their Satan-worshipping pedophile child sacrifice rites went back centuries. And 51 Russian children had recently disappeared. Plus, Russian intelligence had intercepted cabal plans to expand their trafficking operations into Crimea and even parts of rural Russia. It was a line in the sand, and Putin unleashed fire. He has had war with the Khazarians. The Russians have had two wars with the Khazarians, including this one. And, of course, the Khazarians consider Russia their most mortal enemy because they have sacrificed their military twice now to take these people down. The world owes them a great thanks. Ukraine was never just about territory, it's about the kids. The elites were furious their supply chain just got bombed to dust. So they worked with UN, NATO, which is deep state, and even it was a suspected deep state cabal elite, U.S. congressional leaders, again, deep state, to sneak weaponized drones into Russian villages for their attack. Yes, we have an enemy in this country that is the enemy of this country and of Russia and of the world. and afterwards they would attack Iran to make a nuclear World War III complete. They didn't care how many people would die. All would fit into their depopulation agenda. Meanwhile, Western media stayed silent. NATO called it aggression. The UN cried about civilian casualties, which there were none. But no one was asking why Ukrainian soil housed black site child prisons protected by foreign intelligence assets. This was the beginning of the end for the Satan-worshipping cabal. The children were being avenged. In secret, Trump's global military alliance was backing Putin. Both were deeply involved in a global currency reset that took away the cabal's hold over the world's monetary system and gave taxpayer money back to the people. This they had to stop because it was going to cut off their funds, and it is. It was all about money, and the cabal was desperate because they were losing their funding source. U.S. taxpayer monies, which they had controlled since at least 1918. They had one option left. In the past, they had made a lot of money by financing both sides of war. Another war would also result in having more control over the people, as had happened in the past. Well, starting a nuclear World War III through bombing Russia and Iran was on their menu, okay? But this globalist deep state cabal, Vatican's Ninth Circle, satanic child sacrifice cults, Khazarian mafia's attempts to get the world into a nuclear war was not going to work as it had in the past, where the war strategy was based on a global disinformation campaign that was now falling apart. This is true. The Global Disinformation Index, GDI, based in the UK and backed by a National Endowment for Democracy, a nice-sounding name, had received millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars under the pretense of fighting foreign disinformation. Its real target was President Trump, the America First movement, and any media outlet that didn't align with the globalist narrative. GDI, the SPLC, Big Tech and Intelligence-linked NGOs, tracked narratives, created blacklists, manipulated search algorithms, and fed justification for bans across every major platform. Even right now, the U.S. State Department's Global Engagement Center was training foreign governments in censoring protocols while the UN, WHO, Google, and AI coalitions were replicating it worldwide. Yes, we have many traitors. Trump's global military alliance was ending all that as they released the global currency reset and gave the people's money back to the people. As Q would say, hold the line, prepare, trust the plan. Okay, now I'm going to share portions of what we think we know as of Wednesday the 4th of June from the same article. On Monday the 16th of June 2025, Project Odin Worldwide Blackout, that's a blackout not of a physical but of mainstream media communications. Worldwide Blackout, Martial Law, Arrests, Global Currency Reset, Call to Fast and Pray, Freedom from Debt to the Deep State Cabal. Julian Assange wrote this. Deep State Exposed on Telegram. Okay, more on the war. On Friday, the 20th of June, Worldwide Emergency Alert, U.S. military stationed in 360 cities, anticipating a Supreme Court announcement on the Brunson voter fraud case, which would dissolve Congress and the Biden administration. And that was for their ignoring all of the warnings about the cheating on the vote, right? And this was also from Julian Assange. And it was under the heading of Deep State Exposed on Telegram. The U.S. military and D.C. police preparing to evacuate Washington, D.C. The Global Military Alliance arresting and holding military tribunals on over 500,000 deep state cabal political and global elites. CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, Biden, and the Democratic Party were suspected to be connected to attempted Trump assassinations and child sex trafficking. Well, it's past suspicion now. They have all the evidence. June the 3rd, the FBI has announced that they are cracking down on physicians mutilating children by transing them via gender-affirming care, quote-unquote. The FBI is asking the public to report tips of any hospitals, clinics, or practitioners performing these operations on children, and to call 1-800-CALL, that's CALL-FBI. Thousands of children crossing the U.S. border sold into child sex trafficking to fulfill high-ranking pedo Congress and state officials' requests as per intelligence sources. You didn't think they were so nasty. Well, we need to get rid of them, don't we? The 3rd of June, 2025, Kash Patel is sounding the alarm on the Federal Reserve. He's urging everyone to wake up and realize that the Fed isn't a public institution. It's a private entity run by the elite robber barons who built this. They're rigging the currency game for their own gain. Of course, the Federal Reserve has been rejected. You're not paying taxes to them anymore. June the 3rd, Ben Fulford on Telegram. Trust the plan, pending World War III, sky event, global financial Armageddon. Yep, collapse of nine nations' currencies holding the U.S. fiat dollar. Well, we don't need the fiat dollar. They can print it. It's not backed by anything. That's why we're going to gold-backed. And when this goes down, their income goes down. EBS, Emergency Broadcast. Martial law, mass arrests, blackout. Again, that's a blackout of the mainstream media who works for the deep state. 34 satanic structures will be destroyed. Mossad media satellites will be knocked out. Of course, because that's their deep state, right? Kazarians. World will transition to Tesla-free energy. 209 nations global currency reset to gold asset-backed sovereign currencies. Millions of tortured children have been pulled out of deep state underground tunnels. Dark to light, checkmate. Worldwide call to fast and pray. God always wins. Amen. June the 3rd, situation update. We the People News. Byington bombshell report, militaries at DEFCON 1. Israel to attack Iran, which they did once, but they had plans to do this twice more, and that was stopped by the Lord and his angels. Prepare for GCR and worldwide blackout. Elite forces targeting child sex trafficking. That came from Before It's News. June the 3rd, 2025 situation update, restored republic via a GCR. Update as of June the 3rd, the U.S. military news. Yes, the global currency reset, bringing all nations on the same level of value for their bills, and getting rid of the bills that are not backed by anything, you know, which, of course, is cutting down the deep state Kazarians, right? Tuesday, the 3rd of June, situation update, Judy Byington bombshell report, red alert, nuclear world war 3 is imminent as massive NATO-backed Ukraine strikes on Russian air bases and trains. And that was the AMGnews.com. Well, I don't think it's imminent. I believe the Lord has broken everything. All their attempts so far. June the 2nd, 2025, situation update, Judy Byington, unredacted, all militaries at a DEFCON 1 level for the reset. Russia puts nuclear forces on high alert, prepare for a worldwide blackout, special intel report before it's news. Possible timing. You know, for one thing I want to say about the possible timing, the dates are never hardly right. You know, for one thing, they want disinformation to go out to the enemy. Okay. For another thing is they come up with their dates, I believe, by AI. And so they may guess ahead of time, but they still get AI assurance, right? So window from Sunday the 1st of June to Saturday the 7th, June 2025 for the emergency broadcast system alert. Now the emergency broadcast system alert comes at the time the 10 days of darkness happen, okay? And that should be any time, really. The EBS was armed and waiting green light. Civilian lockdown drills in Phoenix, Atlanta, and Philly were EBS deployment preparations. Once triggered, the deep state's comms communications will go dark. That's a good thing. So that's where the darkness is. Military tribunals and elite confessions will flood every screen. D-class will be during the 10 days of darkness, which the deep state will not be able to overcome, and they'll be telling the truth, and everybody will be listening. At 3:03 Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday the 3rd, June of 2025, Operation Odin QFS was fully activated. That was the Quantum Financial System. EBS deployed through Starlink, banks closed, currency canceled, sovereignty restored, codes active, accounts open, their system will freeze, and yours will open. Yes, their system is freezing. Their money, their income is freezing. Trump, this is from the Trump Family Channel, the 17th letter, JFK Jr. Julian Assange, Ben Fulford, and White House Grandpa on Telegram. So they're all standing behind this. June the 4th, public rollout of the GCR, Iraqi Parliament, Matt Wallace on Telegram. From Thursday the 5th of June to Monday the 9th of June, the Tier 4B window would be open. Internal banking advisories indicated public redemption will begin regionally based on QFS load balancing and readiness reports. Now, some of you don't know this, but this is a giving away of the hidden treasures of darkness that Cyrus found and Trump found. And it was basically the deep state's bank. Okay, from Tuesday, June the 10th to Friday the 13th, they're trying to stop this, obviously. June 2025, all Tier 4B appointment notifications were to be completed. June the 11th, Iraq set to make a public announcement of the dinar revaluation. That's the very foundation of the whole thing. The end of a five-day holiday with international rates set at 481 Iraqi dinar to $1 USN. From Saturday, June the 14th to the 17th, the general public rollout was set to happen with the Saturday 14th June U.S. Army 250th Anniversary Parade at the National Mall, serving not just as a celebration but as a confirmation that America was back under constitutional rule. Yes. So around June the 15th, and Monday the 16th, expect minor banking downtimes, signaling the final switch over to full QFS integration, which again is going to totally cut off the deep state Khazarian's income. On June the 16th, Project Odin, worldwide blackout, martial law, arrests, global currency reset, call to fast and pray, freedom from debt. Yes, they've trapped everybody in their debt prison. Wednesday the 18th of June to Saturday the 21st of June, the global access phase would begin for Tier 5, which is the general public who hold foreign currencies to exchange. 20th of June, worldwide emergency alert. U.S. Military stationed in 360 cities anticipating a Supreme Court announcement on the Brunson voter fraud case, which would dissolve Congress and the Biden administration. And that is because they ignored every warning that was given to them that there was cheating going on. They just ignored it. July the 4th, 2025, public rollout of global currency reset. July the 9th, 2025, was the back wall for the global currency reset to occur optically. John Dowling in Iraq. The global currency reset is going to be a big change, but it is far more honest and foolproof. As far as people breaking into it and taking things, it will start out good. That's all I'm going to say. 3:03 Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday the 3rd of June, Operation Odin, QFS was fully activated, EBS deployed through Starlink, banks closed, currencies canceled, sovereignty restored, codes active, accounts open, their system will freeze, and yours will open. Trump Family Channel, 17th letter, JFK. Julian Assange, Ben Fulford, White House Grandpa. June the 3rd, I think I read that twice, but June the 3rd, Iraqi Parliament. The Iraqi Parliament must first pass the 2025 budget tables. That vote is scheduled for 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on June the 4th. Once the budget clears, the CBI's narrative constraints dissolve, and a live IQD USD quote of 481 IQD to $1 USD becomes inevitable. To some of you people out there, you know, who have invested in that. The 3rd of June, 2025, Mark Z, I have a number of bond contracts or contacts who are very excited that things will happen this week. They won't give specifics, but are very excited. Well, we'll see. We always have to see. You have to wait on the dates, you know, because I've heard them actually say, if we give you a date, we'll have to change it. And that is because of the enemy. They don't want them prepared. So they send purposely confusion out there as far as dates go. Not necessarily the thing that is being done, but the date. Okay. At 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2nd of June, all aspects of Nasara were implemented. The big banks were put online with the QFS as of 6 p.m. Monday night, the 2nd of June. Certain cases were being heard by the Supreme Court as a result of Tier 4B should be get notified either June the 6th or 7th of June this week to make appointments. They're notoriously too early on their dates. Usually there's a delay, usually. And I think that's on purpose, okay? An important announcement over the EBS will be aired soon. Head of a redemption center in Bruce's area will not be going to work until June the 6th, which is an indicator. June the 2nd, a code was put in for every currency over 100 currencies. The ZIM, the dinar contract rate, and higher currency rates are only available through redemption centers. You need to get an appointment, a redemption center, through a 800 number. Redemption centers will only be open for about 15 days after the 800 numbers come out. And after redemption centers close, ZIM can only be redeemed at Wells Fargo and Chase. June the 3rd, Gold Law creator breaks silence. Well, that's a link. I'm not going to read it to you, so. June the 3rd, Eastern Standard Time, 3:03, a GCR active. The Trump Family's Channel. Donald Trump has just activated EBS mission completed. Just when we thought we had seen it all, the world is shaken once again by shocking news, and this is only the beginning. Operation Odin is now active. EBS has been deployed through Starlink. A global broadcast is imminent. Again, this blackout is a blackout of the deep state's media, Kazarian's media. A global broadcast is imminent. Prepare for full disclosure. That's what it's going to be. They're going to disclose all the criminal problems of the deep state Kazarian. And what the evil that they've done over and over. What will happen next will shock the world. The channel will be temporarily closed during the classified briefing. The information set to go public on 6/10/2025 will lead to the arrest of prominent political figures from the Democratic Party. Well, of course, they were in it with them all the way. Oh, let's see, MedBeds at 3:03 Eastern Standard Time. The first wave will be triggered. Silent codes will go active. Accounts will open. Their system will freeze, and yours will unlock, which is the QFS. You'll get access to your QFS account, which you already have, whether you know it or not, putting R&R funds in there for you. So you'll be very happy about that. The 17th letter, Julian Assange, Fulford, at 3:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The old world was shut down. Banks closed. Currencies canceled. Sovereignty restored. This is not a rumor. This is the operational phase, and you're either inside the grid or left in the dark. The 17th letter, Julian Assange, Fulford, at 3:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first wave will be triggered. Silent codes will go active. Accounts will open. Their system will freeze, and yours will unlock. And basically, they're going to be kicked out of the new system. White House Grandpa at 3:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. QFS went fully active. No more secrets, no more chains, no more middlemen. Each post is a signal. Each code is real. If you're seeing this, you meant to. You were meant to. Yes. June the 3rd. June the 1st, 2025. The final stress tests are complete. QFS goes global next. Matt Wallace on Telegram. Yep, they've done tested and tested and retested the thing, and it works every time. So over the last 72 hours, I've received confirmation from three separate banking insiders, all systems tied to the new sovereign QFS network passed their final validation protocols. Biometric access nodes were stress tested at 10,000 plus concurrent logins. Real-time cross-border test transfers completed in under 1.8 seconds. That's pretty quick. Regional nodes across 12 countries returned 100% success rates under military oversight. This isn't theoretical anymore. It's done. The tech works. The final is mapped. The codes are locked. The reason they've delayed the public rollout until July the 4th, coordination, security, timing. You don't turn on the new financial system mid-chaos. You wait until the actor is boxed in and every back door closed. The military is now watching every central bank channel. They've seized key data centers in Switzerland and Singapore. Q phones were activated for Tier 1 comms communications. This is a controlled ignition, and it's going to change the planet. Get ready. Yep, everything's going to change. You're going to do a lot of things through your phone very shortly, including voting. Okay. June the 3rd, breaking. Snowden, Nasara is active. QFS detonated. Tribunals running 24/7, globalist servers seized, and the final EBS broadcast is locked. Edward Snowden on Telegram. Edward Snowden just dropped a nuclear warning. NASA is live. Trump has unleashed $10 trillion into the quantum financial system. Gitmo is overflowing. It's gone underground, by the way. The buildings have disappeared on above ground, most of them, but they've gone underground. It's a heavy fortress now, spreading out under the earth. Tribunals are operating day and night. Deep state financial servers across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland have been seized by Space Force, and the EBS broadcast, It's finished, encrypted, and seconds from going global. Snowden's alert isn't subtle. This is an irreversible takedown of the globalist parasite class. The fake Biden shell is still being paraded in front of cameras while Trump runs military-grade restoration ops with full Space Force integration. Snowden confirmed every major central bank's server mirrors have been ripped offline. Rothschild, IMF, BIS, Bank of International Settlements, digitally neutralized. They're bringing them down. They're cutting their heads off. They're cutting their money off. The quantum financial system isn't theory. It's deployment. $10 trillion is now locked into QFS infrastructure. Guarded in encrypted relay nodes beneath U.S. bases. Each dollar carries biometric clearance. Every transfer is tracked. No laundering, no escape. Snowden warns globalists are being stripped of their blood money pipelines. It's true. Their heads are being cut off. Tribunals are live. Gitmo doubled in size. Flights from Europe and Africa are bringing in high-value deep state prisoners under military guard. Executions have begun. Black sites flipped. Justice is being delivered by the JAG Corps under Nasara codes. Snowden's internal leaks prove every celebrity death, quote unquote. What you're seeing is a cover op for executions. Klaus Schwab didn't retire. He was seized. Macron is missing, the real one. Zelensky gone, the real one. The dominoes are falling. Federal purge underway. Over 50,000 traitors have been replaced with QFS-cleared patriots. DOJ, NIH, FEMA, all under forensic quantum audit. Trump's sleeper agents are now activated. The infiltrators are gone. Praise the Lord. Gold has been moved. Snowden confirms tons of gold have been relocated from Vatican and Rothschild vaults to U.S. territory, shielded by biometric gates. These aren't banks. They're economic stargates aligned to Nasara frequencies. The EBS broadcast is the final blow. Quantum patched towers, Tesla-based mobile relays, encrypted satellites, Trump, Flynn, and the generals are ready to unleash the message. Snowden says once the switch flips, the illusion dies. Yep, we've been under a strong illusion. Nasara is law. The Republic is restored. The storm isn't coming. The storm is here. And when EBS activates, they burn. June the 2nd, 2025, the new global quantum financial system, QFS on Telegram. The signing of a historic treaty by 209 nations marks the beginning of the greatest financial transition in modern history. The world is about to witness the birth of a new, fair, and gold-backed financial system under Jassara. For decades, global currencies were manipulated to serve the few. Countries were trapped in cycles of debt and their wealth extracted through central banks and fiat deception. That ends now. The treaty also unlocks a prosperity fund to finance humanitarian projects worldwide, schools, hospitals, clean water, housing, and restoration. A wealth redistribution program will ensure that every individual on Earth receives a share, not just countries, but people. Every QFS account is linked to the individual owner's biometric ID. Every transaction is instant, uncorrupted, and untraceable by outside forces. The Stellar Network opens access to secure digital wallets, even in the most remote corners of the world. Individuals no longer need permission from corrupted systems to participate in the global economy. QFS debit cards, secured by biometric verification and quantum encryption, are replacing them permanently. No more fraud. No more hidden fees. No more theft disguised as bank. The quantum internet is a new infrastructure immune to hacking, censorship, or surveillance. Military units are now overseeing the logistics, security, and data coordination of the RV rollout. Secure transport of physical currency, protection of financial institutions, and quantum-level fraud prevention systems are already in motion. All of it is being done in tandem with international regulations to ensure lawful transition. Training has been underway for months. Financial authorities, central bank whistleblowers, and white hat insiders are guiding the shift. Military intelligence teams are tracking illicit money flows and freezing cabal assets as we speak. The old system is disintegrating as banks collapse, payment giants are stripped of power, and corrupt financial elites are being dragged to military tribunals at Gitmo. Executives are being removed, their wealth seized, and their crimes archived as evidence for tribunals that are already underway. The banks were engines of global exploitation. Deutsche Bank, HSBC, J.P. Morgan, names that laundered trillions for the cabal, are being neutralized. The days of Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and Stripe exploiting humanity are ending. Everything you knew about money, credit, and ownership is being rewritten from the ground up. The treaty signed unlocks the revaluation of currencies, some down but some up, like the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong, and Zimbabwe zim. June the 3rd, 2025, exposed, they used your money to destroy Trump and silence the truth. Quantum financial system on Telegram. The regime's war on the American people is no longer hidden. Documents now confirm what many feared. A foreign-based operation funded by U.S. taxpayer dollars was weaponized to shut down Trump's voice, bankrupt conservative media, and control everything you see. The Global Disinformation Index, GDI, based in the UK and backed by National Endowment for Democracy, received millions under the pretense of fighting foreign disinformation, but its real target was domestic. President Trump, the American First Movement, and any media outlet that didn't align with the globalist narrative. From 2021 to 2023, over 1.25 million was funneled to GDI's U.S. arm, AN Foundation. Their mission? Label conservative voices high risk. Blacklist them from advertising and destroy their financial infrastructure. Newsmax, Daily Wire, New York Post, all flagged, censored, and cut off from funding. The result? Over $100 million in ad revenue lost in just 15 months. The goal wasn't media reform. It was coordinated political sabotage designed to erase truth by starving it. Trump wasn't just censored. He was targeted in a global operation involving GDI, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, big tech, and intelligence-linked NGOs. These groups didn't just track narratives. They created blacklists, manipulated search algorithms, and fed justification for bans across every major platform. All of it approved behind closed doors, protected under the illusion of saving democracy. What they really built was a digital guillotine, and you were the target. This wasn't just a domestic plot. The same suppression models are now being exported globally. The State Department's Global Engagement Center is training foreign governments in censorship. What started as fact-checking was evolved into total narrative control, and by the use of algorithms. Restored Republic, June the 1st, 2025, Global Military Alliance. They branded me a traitor. History will call me a hero. Stay in the know. Edward Snowden on Telegram. Yes, he was protected for quite a while by the right wing. They tried to kill him and so on, just because he was revealing the truth. Antarctica's frequency weapon grid seized. The U.S. Navy stormed the ice-locked mind-control base maintained by deep state loyalists. Trump's forces now control global scalar frequencies. The mind control net has collapsed. Red auroras spotted above key military bases are not natural. These are scalar pulse signals confirming planetary frequency transfers to the Alliance control. The final stage is locked in. Bioweapon threats have been intercepted. field hospitals in Denver, Dallas, and Jacksonville are now military-grade biocontainment zones. The deep state's virus, engineered to wipe out Trump loyalists, has failed. The QFS is now the firewall. Under Trump's directive, military cyber forces launched code black lockdowns across global banking hubs. Swiss, British, and Japanese banking networks are now under covert alliance control. CBDC networks have been compromised not by us, but by their creators. Trump's forces turned their systems against them. Their digital weapons backfired. In other words, they shot themselves in the foot. The emergency broadcast system is armed and awaiting green light. Civilian lockdown drills in Phoenix, Atlanta, and Philly are EBS deployment preparations. The window for EBS alert, June 1 through 7th. Again, don't pay a lot of attention to the dates like that. They usually are too soon. Once triggered, the deep state's comms will go dark. Their communications will go dark. Military tribunals and elite confessions will flood every screen. You won't miss it. This is controlled demolition of the deep state. Trump's war is precision. Every leak, every seizure, every arrest has been engineered to collapse their global structure without panic. In other words, behead them. Hold the line, prepare, trust the plan. Gitmo isn't full yet, but it will be. And again, it has moved from above ground to underground to an underground fortress. Okay, I'm going to give you a portion of wars and rumors of wars. A portion. June the 2nd. Breaking. Cold War 2.0. Russia's nuclear forces on full high alert. Strategic silos activated. Warheads on the move. Real footage. AMG News. And they did, of course, give you the real footage, but... June the 2nd, 2025, breaking military bulletin, disproportionate retaliation. U.S. intel warns of imminent Russian strike as the Kremlin prepares to make a global statement. AMG News. Well, let me say, I don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody thought because the enemy is being unplugged. June 3rd, new German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Government is actively undermining President Trump and President Putin's peace efforts through a purposeful escalation of tensions between Germany and Russia. S.G. Anon on Telegram. Yep, this guy is a traitor. Specifically, these include Germany's current proclaimed military pursuits and the participation of German military/paramilitary advisors in hostilities against Russia on the Ukrainian battlefield. Russian representatives have gone so far as to call for a direct strike on Germany at the manufacturing site of its Taurus-class missile, using two Russian Oresnik ballistic missiles. That'll take it all out. And that's because they gave Ukrainian permission to use their top missiles against the Russians. And the Russians warned, if one of those missiles hits us, we're going to take your manufacturing plants down. And I think that probably stopped them. June the 3rd. 2025, breaking, Pentagon code, black, China gearing for war, Hegseth. The threat is real, imminent, total, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. I'll say my opinion in just a moment. I believe the Lord has blocked that, okay, that ability of the Chinese to make this war. Okay, the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has triggered full-scale alarm. No more diplomacy, no more vague warnings, just five explosive words. The threat from China is imminent. This is not theory, it's not analysis, it's a wartime command, and it just ripped through the Pentagon like a missile. China mobilizing is, intel confirms, a mass troop buildup along China's eastern seaboard, naval formations near Taiwan, ballistic missile prep, full-scale cyber attacks on U.S. and Pacific infrastructure. This is not military theater. It's a pre-invasion coordination. Taiwan is first. South Korea, Japan, and the Philippines are next. The Pentagon's classified chatter, simple. If Taiwan falls, the Pacific is gone. Unquote. Trump knows China. China's end game, total control of the Pacific, and Russia, Iran, they're in on it. Well, I don't think Russia's in on it, but I believe that China was shut down by the supreme commander of heaven's hosts, of angels. You can wait and see. I mean, it's up to him. That's Jesus, of course. It's up to him, but I think he shut him down. Hegseth is more than Secretary of Defense. He's the wartime voice of survival. His order, Asian allies must increase defense spending now, not later, not next year, not now. In other words, the people we were going to defend, you need to have your own defenses, is what it's saying. Japan, Philistines, Japan, Philippines, South Korea, this is your line in the sand. Japan escalates air patrols. Philippines request U.S. rapid response teams. South Korea activates full joint readiness drills. Hegseth's message to them, defend your sovereignty or kneel to the red dragon. That's what he called them. What they can do and God can. They can't do it, but God can. China's not just a nation. It's a four-headed hydra. Digital warfare, cultural subversion, economic strangulation, military dominance, the only counter, overwhelming hard power. Not words, not promises, weapons, troops, steel, fire. Well, they ran up against Trump, and Trump was pretty hard on them because he knew exactly who they were. Well, what happens if China strikes Taiwan? The next 72 hours would rewrite human history. The CCP attempted to do an air attack on Taiwan, and they were taken down. That was a couple of years ago, maybe more. I lose track. What happens if China strikes Taiwan? The next 72 hours would rewrite human history. Will the U.S. retaliate? Will Japan launch preemptive strikes? Will NATO defend democracy? No, they won't. Or retreat again? Yes. NATO and Communist China are deep state, while Xi is in the alliance. Okay. Hegseth detonated the lie. We must be ready, not later, but now. Operation Hellstorm. Russian forces expose Israeli child trafficking tunnels in Ukraine of May of 2025. Behind collapsing Ukrainian lines, the Russian special forces uncovered a grotesque international child trafficking network hidden in the fortified tunnels disguised as humanitarian aid sites. Underground labs, blood extraction chambers, shipment crates labeled for, quote, diplomatic transport, unquote. Hundreds of sedated children rescued, Israeli operatives killed on site. Yes, you know, they were behind it. The Khazarians are not Israeli, okay, but they are in control. The monster underground, this wasn't just war. This was ritualized industrial harvesting of children. The tunnels ran beneath civilian medical chambers and occult symbols. Some children were barcoded, others tagged chemically. It was a human supply chain. Russian forces tipped by thermal scans and NATO flight path anomalies launched Operation Hellstorm, a classified strike mission that uncovered biometric databases, encrypted payment routes, and shipment logs linked to Zurich, Singapore, and New York. They were all in on the child trafficking thing. And we owe the Russians a great debt of gratitude. Again, inside the tunnels, Israeli IDs, satellite communications, evidence of chemical harvesting. A global black budget nightmare, files seized, connected this operation to satellite facilities outside Tel Aviv, yes, NGOs, UN corridors, and humanitarian fronts were used as cover. So, you know, a lot of the left-leaning world was making war against us and the children. Encrypted logs reveal clients' lists and medical extraction protocols. This wasn't just trafficking, it was bio-harvesting at scale. Three diplomats resigned within 72 hours. Servers were fire-wiped. Israeli security was immediately ramped up around biotech research hubs. The media exposes the truth of a blackout. Western press is dead silent. Yeah, they're why? Because they were all in on it. The real news for Tuesday, the 3rd of June. June the 2nd, breaking. Flight attendant exposes Bridget Macron. Shock footage allegedly proves France's first lady is biologically male and accused of sexual predation. AMG News. Yeah, well, all of the deep state Khazarians must be perverts. Satan has ordered it. So you can just consider it. They're pedophiles and homosexuals and on and on and on. Just consider it so. They're Satanists, and all Satanists are perverts. High-level New York Police Department sources confirmed the existence of a Hillary sex tape involving Huma Abedin and a minor. Agents described the footage as sickening. Weiner's laptop is a digital crime scene. Buried in it, a folder labeled life insurance, quote-unquote. In other words, don't come after me. Why? They come after their buddies. If they know too much, it don't matter. They'll kill them. Attacks have been made on Gitmo not to turn their buddies loose, but to wipe them out. And they failed. They want all of the people that know too much, even the people that worked diligently for them, dead. Containing shocking footage and emails exposing a Washington child sex ring linked to the Clintons, the DNC, the Democratic Party should be outlawed forever, and globalist elite power structures. The secret New York Police Department unit has been preparing the takedown. The Clinton Foundation, described by former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom as a cesspool of organized crime, has blackmailed its way out of accountability for decades. That ends now. Kallstrom revealed it plainly. The Clintons are a crime family. Sexual abuse, blackmail, cover-ups, that's their currency. Bill, a serial rapist. Hillary, a pathological liar and child predator. Their control over the DOJ, the CIA, and even foreign intelligence networks is not accidental. It's strategic. This isn't just D.C. It goes deep into MI5 and MI6. This is a syndicate, a satanic cabal. It hates God, hates you, and feeds on the innocent. The Clinton ring was never shut down. It simply went quiet. The moment is coming when the tapes will be seen, the arrests will be real, and Gitmo will finally fill. Tick tock. So here's some of their handiwork. COVID, vax, Ebola, swine flu, polio, smallpox, BSE, Zika, SARS, monkeypox, BSE, Zika, AIDS, vax, H1N1, AIDS, graphene oxide, chemtrails, fluoride processed foods, human clones, hoaxes. June the 2nd, just in, RFK Jr. exposes DARPA's role in chemtrail weather weapons. Military secrets leaked video there, AmericanNews.com. June the 3rd, strokes are missing among younger adults with CDC data are rising, They are rising among younger adults with CDC data showing a 14.6% increase in ages 18 to 44 from 2020 to 2022. Doctors say they've never seen so many young stroke patients. Yep, that's General MC News on Telegram. June the 3rd, Dr. Thorpe testified before Congress with evidence researchers knew mRNA COVID vaccines entered the placenta of pregnant women and caused miscarriages, stillbirths, premature deaths, and then destroyed 60% of the ovarian reserve. White hats on Telegram. Crimes against humanity. This was population control. Yep, by the deep state Khazarians, you know. On February 8, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer review study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. We identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature rupture membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine transverses the placenta, enters the fetal blood, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus. Recently, animal studies reveal the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. Well, okay. The war goes on, but by the grace of God, the Alliance has all they need to decapitate the deep state Khazarian enemy. It's not that they can't hurt us, not that they can't cause bad things to happen, but they've got everything to take them down. And we need your prayers to make sure this happens efficiently. Okay, do warfare, saints. That's your job, right? Amen. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you're doing. So, Lord, we're just asking you to put it in the heart of all God's people to take up their sword, just like Marie did, and join the Lord in beheading this dragon, bringing an end to this dragon. And it won't be hard because God has all the power and we can see that he's leaning in that direction and nothing's going to stop him. We know that he said he will utterly destroy Babylon. Utterly destroy. That's what he's going to do. And he's using everything, his angels, the Trump administration, the world is coming against these people. It's all becoming known. The EBS is going to make it more known to the people who only know news on the TV. They've got to have something. And this is what it's all about, you know, to reveal to these people what these criminals are, who they are, and how we can avoid them and how we can bring them down. So they're going to do it. They're being beheaded as we speak. They have been being beheaded as we speak. So let it happen, Lord, to the full, to the ultimate, completely. Lord, we put our trust in you. We do our spiritual warfare against these entities, the deep state Khazarian enemy, the political people that support them and are totally involved in them and are blackmailed. The Israelis were in the business of blackmailing political entities in the United States in order to control the government. And you'll find that a lot of the people there are not really Jews, they're Khazarians, especially the people in control. It's like the deep state being in control in the United States. They have been. They have been. We didn't have a government. So it's all failing, and the Lord is seeing to it. He's cutting off the heads. We thank God for that. We appreciate so much, Lord, what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, saints, God bless you.